Greetings, peaceful viewers. This is Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television, where we will travel to Sedona, Arizona, USA, to attend a unique three-day festival dedicated to raw foodism.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth annual Raw Spirit Festival here in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, beneath the famous Red Rocks, amidst trees and ponds on this beautiful lawn. The festival is the largest raw, vegan, eco-peace celebration on the planet. This is more than a raw vegan food festival. The vision of the nonprofit group who organizes this festival strives to integrate healthy living, eco-sustainable solutions, and world peace because they believe that together these comprise a comprehensive strategy for addressing current global challenges. Here at the festival, one can hear ancient wisdom and the latest finding from some of the greatest minds in healthy eco-living. The festival includes over 100 dynamic speakers, fascinating health seminars, 250 vendor booths. We have creative children's programs here, a chocolate emporium, a raw vegan restaurant food court. There is a art garden, world-class music, dancing, poetry, theater, raw vegan demos, and tasting parties. There's a sacred exercise area for yoga, etc., even a meditation circle, nature trails, and more. Also included in this weekend is raw vegan meals every day for all who are in attendance. We're excited to be here, and we're going to start exploring now, so come along for the fun.
We spoke with Happy Oasis, the chief visionary officer for the festival, who gave us some background on the event.
This is called the Raw Spirit Festival because we recognize that what we put in our body is equally important as what we put into our minds. What we put into our mouths is equally important as what comes out of our mouths. It's very important that we embrace loving kindness and compassion and joy and gladness and a fun-loving spirit every day of our lives. The number of people who have shown up, and especially the quality of the conversations and the community coming together, is unprecedented in the Raw Spirit movement. And so we've had so many compliments and literally over 1,000 hugs personally. So I can attest to the fact that we are making big changes in the world starting here today.
Can you give us a little bit of history about the festival, how it began and how it came to evolve to where it is now?
I was very sick with a number of ailments, and after 7 years of being on 100% raw vegan diet, I realized I couldn't even get a cold if I tried. What it did is it made me unable to be ill, and so I thought, what about everybody else? I've been having so much fun for 7 years. What about all the other people who are just like me, who were just like me when I had diabetes and I had cancer and tuberculosis and typhoid fever and chronic fatigue and arthritis? I personally really did. And this diet combined with positive thinking and spiritual lifestyle and a life of service made all the difference in the world. So I decided that it's essential that somebody start some festival for all the mainstream people who don't have this information. And they may or may not adopt it, but they could adopt it a little bit. And just so long as they have the information, that is what's important, that people have choice, that they know what can be good for their health. And so this is the beginning of this raw spirit, tribal, international family who are sophisticated people who can choose and choose wisely.
In recent years, attendance at the Raw Spirit Festival has expanded tremendously.
What we're finding out is that people are coming together from around the world, and that no longer are people feeling isolated. No longer are they saying, I'm the only one in Tennessee. I'm the only one in Japan. And so that, for me, is the start. Because once we know we have a friend, we have a whole network of friends on the internet, on the phone, on Skype, then we know we are empowered. It grew by 1,000% last year, and it looks like it's growing by 1,000% in quality this year, and soon to become international.
When we return, Dr. Thomas Lodi, MD, a festival participant, shares his knowledge about how raw vegan food can cure diseases and improve our health. Welcome back to Healthy Living, here on Supreme Master Television. Today's program features interviews with attendees of the 4th Annual Raw Spirit Festival in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, USA. The gathering is the largest raw vegan eco-peace celebration on Earth. Let's meet some other people here at the event.
I'm here with Dr. Thomas Lodi, MD, and he is going to share with us some of the work that he has done in alternative healing for cancer patients and other people.
The word doctor in Latin really means to teach. And in Japan, they call doctor sensei, which means teacher. And that's really what doctors need to do, is to teach, okay, and inspire. But I practiced allopathic medicine for about 10 years and just found that no one was really getting any better. So I left that practice and I went around the world searching. One of the areas of medicine that was attractive to me was homeopathy, because homeopathy is basically that a lot of something causes a symptom. A teeny bit of it causes the body to resist that symptom. I incorporate homeopathy and I incorporate allopathy, you know, when necessary.
Through his prescribed therapies, Dr. Lodi has successfully controlled many patients' tumors. However, he suggests that it's better for people to adopt a plant-based diet from the start to prevent diseases.
The most fundamental thing we do is we teach people how to stop making cancer, because it doesn't matter how good you are at getting rid of it. If you're still making it, it's going to be back.
So the how to stop making it, what does that entail?
That entails cleansing the body. Okay, because only a toxic, acidic system with lots of free radicals and junk in there will produce cancer. So you change the biochemistry of your body, and you do that by cleansing it out, eating alive green foods, you know, just cleansing the body out, getting lymphatic massage, doing exercise, doing yoga, doing other ways of enhancing the immune system. Basically, it's reconnecting with nature. If you reconnect to nature, get clean, you'll stop making cancer. Then I can come along and do a few little things as short as possible and as non-toxic as possible to get rid of any really major burden, and you'll heal. And of course we get people in late stage cancer, and they go on to leading happy lives. Recent example, a man with stage 4 lung cancer. If you know anything about stage 4 lung cancer, it's very poor prognosis. He came to us. He happened to be a black belt in karate and was a karate instructor, so he was used to discipline. So when we explained to him, well, this is how you get healthy, he goes, okay. He did it.
He did it.
And 5 weeks later, we couldn't find the cancer.
Oh,
5 weeks.
Wow.
Documented, PET scan. This is not nonsense. Of course, we did our treatments, but he also loved the process that he learned.
Do you shift their diet according to their individual needs?
Well, usually with a juice feast first and colon cleansing. We give them a lot of juice. They should drink about a gallon a day if they can, 2-3 quarts a day. You're extremely well nourished, because everything that's green is made of chlorophyll, and at the center of every chlorophyll molecule is a magnesium ion, which is alkalinizing. So green alkalinizes the body. You're cleaning your colon and you feel wonderful. In the end of 2 or 3 weeks, your body's clean.
Bridget Mars is a festival attendee who advocates people using their lawns to plant vegetables and fruits, thus producing healthy, natural food for themselves.
I think people should start with their own lawns. We really need to rethink the American lawn. Most people are spending untold amounts of water to water grass, and then untold amounts of gasoline to mow down the grass, and then throw away the lawn clippings, and it's really wasteful. Most of the weeds that people pull up out of their garden are actually edible plants. And if one would take the time to learn the names and properties of some of those plants, we could have 2 to 3 times the yield in our garden. More food, better food, wild food. If you're going to plant a tree, think about planting one with edible value. If you're going to plant a plant, think about, could this be used for food or medicine? If you have water to throw away, throw it on a plant. So not only do we want to be more earth, to be composting and giving back the remnants and the every cup of water that doesn't need to be used, throw it on a plant.
We conclude today's program with Happy Oasis, beautiful wish to Supreme Master Ching Hai and Supreme Master Television.
Thank you so much. Galaxies of gratitude to you and to Supreme Master herself and to Supreme Master Television. I love your organization. I love what you're doing. You are such a vital inspiration to millions of people around the world, and I'm so grateful for that. It looks today as if we're joining forces, and this is only the beginning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Healthy Living. Next week, we'll have more from the 4th Annual Raw Spirit Festival in Sedona, Arizona, USA. May all beings on the planet grow closer every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.